This is St. Louis Public Radio. Washington University's Kemper Art Museum is open again. The Museum of Modern and Contemporary Art was closed for a year and a half for an expansion that increases its gallery space by 50% and led its curators to rethink how they present the collection. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin has more.
The first thing you notice about the newly renovated Kemper Art Museum is that now you can see it. If you're driving toward Washington University or strolling over on campus, it's hard to miss the museum's gleaming new facade. 34 feet tall, made of pleated stainless steel. It's maybe the biggest mirror in town. Museum curator Sabine Ekman says it was a different scene around here 2 years ago, before the museum expansion and the rest of a $280 million revamp of this end of campus.
The museum was buried between these parking lots and you couldn't even see the building. And so now when you drive up, you see this monumental facade which attracts you because it is reflective. And so the museum has a much larger and much more important presence.
Visitors come to the Kemper for what's inside the building. But university architect Jamie Kolker describes the facade as a stylistically risky move that makes its own statement.
A 30-foot-tall stainless steel facade is not something people do a lot. But if we're not going to do it for a museum, and it's almost a work of art in and of itself, so this was our one chance to do something iconic.
Around the corner from that reflective facade is the entrance to an airy new lobby. Hanging above is a newly commissioned sculpture of colored glass by Tomas Saracino. Two new galleries dedicated to the permanent collection are now open. In February, two more galleries will open for works on paper and video. Like this short film by Dara Birnbaum, a mashup of bits from television and film.
Don't ask me to give you his name.
I'm asking.
While the museum was closed to the public, its curators rethought the presentation of even its best-known works, like paintings by Jackson Pollock, Pablo Picasso, and Robert Rauschenberg. Before, highlights from the collection were arranged in thematic clusters. On a tour of the new space, Ekman shows me how the collection is now presented chronologically.
And so you go from the 90s basically into contemporary art. We have a lot of photography here in this space. This is a manipulated image of
Ekman the says the changes at the Kemper are not just about using the fresh wall space to put up more stuff.
We were using also the time of the closure to think strategically about, you know, what our vision for the future will be. We also were thinking more about what does it mean to be a museum in the 21st century.
Part of the answer to that question, she says, is to look for voices that are underrepresented in the Kemper's collection, which is very heavy on white artists from Europe and the United States.
We don't actually, like many museums too, don't have a very inclusive collection of African-American modernism, contemporary more so because we can buy that today, but there's not a big history of collecting that.
With more room, she wants to expand the museum's vision.
We are trying to also build more of these kinds of international or transnational dialogues between artworks. And in the future, we really also hope to add more voices from like Latin America, from Asia, from Africa, to show a more global narrative of modern and contemporary art.
A first taste of that transnational dialogue comes with the first temporary exhibition at the new Kemper, a show by Ai Weiwei, the Chinese artist now living in exile in the UK. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.